잖아. 자문아 피라바나 차리 자문아 피라바나 다라바나 다바 동자비하 Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jayam Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Parivaja Kachara Sputra Sat Sisrimat Abhay Charanana Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Kuch Vaishnava Vinda Ki Jai Prince Kohosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasari Gura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai Mayapur Dhamma Ki Jai Ganga Mai, Jamuna Mai, Ki Jai, Tulasi Devi Maharani, Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi, Ki Jai, Harinama Sankirtana, Ki Jai, Transcendental Book Distribution, Ki Jai, Sri Panchatattva, Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Madhava Sakas, Ki Jai, Srinadeva Bhagavan, Ki Jai, Giri Govardhan, Ki Jai, All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskritcha. Narancha Eva Narottama. Vivim Sarasvatim Vasam. Tato Jayam Mudiraye. Asta Praeshu Abhadrishu. Icham Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Tamasloke. Bhakti Bhavati Naistikhi. So today we are reading chapter 16, Praise of King Prithu by the Professional Reciters, and the text is number 7. Repeat, please. Titikshati Akramam Vainya Upari Akramatam Api Bhutanam Karuna Saswat Artanam Kshiti Vrittimam Titikshati Akramam Vanya Upari Akramatam Api Bhutanam Karuna Saswat Artanam Kshiti Vrittimam Titikshati Akramam Vanyam Upari Akramatam Api Bhutanam Karuna Sashat Artanam Kshiti Vrittimam Devotees. Ikshati akramam vanyam Bhutanam karuna sakshat Artanam kshiti vrittimam Ikshati akramam vanyam Upari akramatam api Bhutanam karuna sakshat Artanam kshiti vrittimam. Ladies, titikshati akramam vanyam upari akramatam api bhutanam karuna saswat atanam shikshinam. Titikshati akramam vanyam upari akramatam api bhutanam karuna saswat atanam titikshati tolerates akramam offense Vanya, the son of King Vena, Upari on his head, Akramatam of those who are trampling, Api also, Bhutanam to all living entities. Karuna, very kind-hearted. Saswat, always. Artanam, today aggrieved. Kshiti Vritimam, accepting the profession of the earth. Yeah, the planet earth. Accepting the profession of the earth. Acting like the planet earth. So translation, this King Prithu will be very, very kind to all citizens. Even though a poor person may trample over the king's head by violating the rules and regulations, the king, out of his causeless mercy, will be forgetful and forgiving. As a protector of the world, he will be as tolerant as the earth itself. So repeat, please. This King Prithu will be very, very kind to all citizens. Even though a poor person may trample over the king's head by violating the rules and regulations, the king, out of his causeless mercy, will be forgetful and forgiving. As a protector of the world, he will be as tolerant as the earth itself. Purport by His Divine Grace, I see Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. King Prithu is herein compared to the earthly planet as far as his tolerance is concerned. Although the earth is always trampled upon by men and animals, it still gives food to them by producing grains, fruits, and vegetables. As an ideal king, Maharaj Prithu is compared to the earthly planet. For even though some citizens might violate the rules and regulations of the state, he would still be tolerant and maintain them with fruits and grains. In other words, it is the duty of the king to look after the comforts of the citizens, even at the cost of his own personal convenience. This is not the case, however, in Kali Yuga. For in Kali Yuga, the kings and heads of state enjoy life at the cost of taxes exacted from the citizens. Such an unfair taxation makes the people dishonest, and the people try to hide their income in so many ways. Eventually, the state will not be able to collect taxes, and consequently will not be able to meet its huge military and administrative expenses. Everything will collapse and there will be chaos and disturbance all over the state. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnana Tinirandasya Ganantala Sharakaya Chaksur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupatru Visha Kripa Sindhu Bhye Bacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadara, Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna, first I would like to ask the blessings of the senior devotees that are here, that I may be able to say something to please Srila Prabhupada and all the devotees. Thank you, Rupa. Thank you. Thank you. So also I'd like to thank the devotees that have invited me to sit in this seat. I'm always a little bit afraid to sit here because this is a very dangerous seat. Someone knows why it's dangerous to sit? Someone has an idea? Yeah, because Ramaharshana, he was killed while he was sitting in a seat like this. So we have to be careful when we sit in this seat to not become intoxicated by pride, because we can think, oh, now I'm a great devotee, I'm sitting here, everybody listening. So then I ask your blessing that I won't become intoxicated by pride. So I'm going to read again the verse. It's a very nice verse because it speaks about tolerance. And everybody likes when someone is tolerant with us. This King Prithu will be very, very kind to all citizens. Even though a poor person may trample over the king's head by violating the rules and regulations, the king, out of his causeless mercy, will be forgetful and forgiving. As a protector of the world, he will be as tolerant as the earth itself. So the first word, Sanskrit word in this verse is Titikshati. And there is another famous verse is in the Srimad Bhagavatam 3:25-21. Titikshava Karunika Surida Sarvadehinam Ajata Shatravas Santa Saravas Sadhu Bhushana. That Titikshava Karunika, that Sadhu, he is tolerant. Titiksha. Karunika, he is merciful. And Titikshava Karunika, Titikshava Karunika, Sarava Sadhu Bhushanaha. So that he is tolerant, he is merciful, he abides by the scriptures, and he has no enemies. Sadhu Bhushanaha. Those are the ornaments, the decorations of a sadhu. So, but in this case, we have to analyze a little bit this verse because Prithu Maharaj, he was a king. And this tolerance also has to be thought about, because when king also, he is supposed to chastise people. That is his duty. We can see in the in two verses before, 4:16-4, that the verse says that this King Maharaj is the best among those who are following religious principles. As such, he will engage everyone in the pursuit of religious principles and give those principles all protection. He will also be a great chastiser to the irreligious and atheists. So, this verse is saying that Prithu Maharaj will be a great chastiser. And the verse that we are reading today is saying that he will be very, very tolerant. So we have to analyze it a little bit, because also there is another word in this verse that is upari. Upari, he means on his head. So he will be very tolerant when someone commits one offense against himself. But when someone is going against the principles of religion, he will be a great chastiser of the religious people. I looked in the dictionary about this word irreligious, and because in the purport, the first sentence of the purport of this verse, Srila Prabhupada says, the duty of the king or the head of the government is described very nicely in this verse. It is the duty of the governmental head to see that people strictly follow a religious life. So then I look in the dictionary, what means religious? Because it says that people have to follow a religious life. So the meaning of religion is imbued with or exhibiting religion. And then I look religion, because exhibiting religion. So what is religion? Religion, a specific fundamental set of beliefs and practices generally agreed upon by a number of persons or sects. So it applies to our ISKCON, to our Sampradaya, because we have a specific fundamental set of beliefs and practices generally agreed upon by great acharyas and Vaishnavas. So then, is the duty of a governmental head to see that people are following this fundamental set of beliefs and practices, and he should chastise if someone is not following. And so then we can see that chastisement is necessary, one thing is necessary. Imagine if the leaders of the world that are nowadays president of a country, if when they were small, they were taught how to be sharing, how to be kind, how to control their senses, and when they were greedy and unkind, if the parents had chastised them, they would be another person nowadays, and the world would be different. So then we can see that chastisement has its value. And we can see also that even Krishna chastised Radharani in the Rasa dance. Not only Radharani, the gopis also. Because when they became proud, because Krishna is only with me, what Krishna did, Krishna disappeared. And then they all became overwhelmed, trying to find Krishna. So then we can see that chastisement is part of the game, part of the creation. So, but also we can see that there is some conflict, moral conflict between justice and mercy. How, till which point we apply justice, and till which point we can be merciful. And this is very old. We can see it from the Krishna's pastime also. Now this conflict with the pastime of Ashwatthama. Yeah? Because what happened is that Ashwatthama killed the five sons of Draupadi when they were sleeping. This is a very horrible thing. And then Arjuna said that he would kill them. He promised to Draupadi, I'm going to kill him and bring his head that you can take that on you. And then he went chasing Ashwatthama with Krishna. And when Arjuna caught Ashwatthama, Krishna told him, kill him. There is a sequence of events. I'm going to tell the verse and what happened. In verses, this is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7. In the text 35, Lord Krishna orders Arjuna to kill the captured Ashwatthama. Krishna said, you kill him now. From the verse 35 to 39, Krishna presents the case for killing Ashwatthama. Krishna gives you reasons why you should kill Aswatthama. Directly ordering Arjuna again to kill him. So twice Krishna said, kill him. From the verse, in the verses 40 and 41, Arjuna decides not to kill Aswatthama, despite being twice ordered to do so by Krishna, and instead brings him back to the Pandavas' camp and delivers him to Draupadi. From the verse 42 to the verse 48, Draupadi urges Aswatthama's release on the plea of compassion for his mother and respect for the Brahmana caste. So, in the verse 49, Yudhishthira agrees with Draupadi that Aswatthama should not be killed. So Krishna had said that he has to be killed, and Draupadi said, no, don't kill him. And Yudhishthira agreed with Draupadi, no, don't kill. We can see some conflict and justice and mercy there. So in the verse 50, Nakula Sahadeva, Duryodhana, Arjuna, Krishna and all the women agree with Draupadi that we should not kill Aswatthama. And in the text 51, Bhima urges the killing of Aswatthama. Bhima said, no, kill him immediately. So there was some conflict, opposing conflict between Bhima and other devotees, like Draupadi and Yudhishthira. Yeah. So we can see that even great devotees, that they are with Krishna, they are pure devotees, they have some different opinions and conflicts about how to apply justice and mercy. So we may note the following about this story. The debate of Aswatthama's fate centers around Dharma, which is one of the standard words for morality. So the whole discussion about kill or not kill was centered in morality. What is moral, what is not moral. And it was very clear that what Aswatthama did was not moral at all. To kill children and sleeping is not moral. So there was a tension between two moral positions, both positions held by great devotees. Yeah, two moral positions was that one was mercy from Draupadi and other was that it wasn't moral to kill. And third, Krishna ordered severe punishment, but then changed his position upon hearing a compassionate plea from his devotee, Draupadi. So Krishna has changed his opinion also. When Draupadi pleaded that don't kill him, then Krishna said, okay, yeah, let's not kill him. But Bhima urged justice. So then Krishna finally accepted a compromise between justice and mercy. So then they kill and they not kill at the same time. So, but this pastime, we can see that it's not an easy task to make justice and to apply mercy also. There is another pastime also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and that was in the 10th canto. It's the story of Rukmi, and that when Krishna kidnapped Rukmini, Rukmi went chasing Krishna, and he wanted to kill Krishna. And then Krishna captured him, defeated him, and was ready to kill him. And then Rukmini pleaded him, please don't kill my brother. And then Krishna became compassionate and only cut his mustache and his hair and made him very funny. And at this moment, Balarama arrived. And Balarama, being merciful, released Rukmi. And he chastised Krishna. He called, he said, "You are doing something that is asado and terrible for us, because disfiguring a relative is like killing him." So Balarama chastised very heavily Krishna and said that he should not have done that, because now Rukmini was his brother-in-law. He was part of the family. And after Balarama, from the, this is 10th canto, chapter 54, from the text 38 to the text 50, Balarama preached to Krishna and Rukmini. Also he preached to Rukmini, saying that she should not be so attached to family. So then this story also is very similar to the Asvatthama, because Krishna first went to kill, and then Rukmini plead, and Krishna didn't kill like Asvatthama. And the compassionate Rukmini opposed this killing, just as Draupadi opposed the killing of Asvatthama. And third, as with Asvatthama, Krishna take a middle course, figuratively killing by humiliation. So, but there is a very interesting point in this story, because Balarama chastised Krishna, and Krishna was, when Balarama arrived, Krishna wasn't ready to kill. He was only cutting, shaving, was shaving Rukmi, and Balarama chastised him for doing that, not for killing, but for humiliating him. But later on, the same Balarama, he himself killed Rukmi in a chess game, because Rukmi was doing some tricks there, cheating, and then Balarama killed Rukmi. So before he chastised Krishna very heavily, "You should not do it, he is from our family now." And in the chess game, he... So we can see also that seems that justice changes, no? It's according to time, place, and circumstance. So one conclusion is that it's not easy to know and to apply justice. In both these stories of Asvatthama and Rukmini, we find justice tempered by mercy, resulting in an act of merciful justice, which does not obey the strictest letter of the law. So that is some thought that I wanted to share with you about tolerance, mercy, and justice. And I would like to end this class with some words from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, that he said that those who think that this world needs of a reformer, they themselves need to be reformed, because this world is in the hands of a very capable personality. Thank you very much. If is there any question or comment, yes, Prabhu? Yeah.
I have a question regarding Tatiksha and Kshatriyas. And I often wonder
about, sorry, first thing? First thing?
Tolerance.
Ah, okay.
And forgiveness. And punishment. I often think, what if Parikshit Maharaj had not been so tolerant of the personality of Kali. He was not the son of a Brahmin, nor was he part of the family. And he was engaged in the most heinous activity. Some would say more heinous than killing five children while they were asleep, beating the personality of Dharma. Why did he, if it were me, I would have killed him. Why did he allow him to go free? If he hadn't allowed him to go free, this is how I think sometimes. If he had killed him, then we wouldn't be in this miserable state that we're in today. Would we? In the Kali Yuga. Because
yeah.
He would have stopped the personality of Kali Yuga. So there was titiksha, there was tolerance, and there was the chastisement of a kshatriya. So what is your point of view on that?
My point of view is that then we can understand the necessity of chastisement. Because why did we are here in Kali Yuga? Why are we here in Kali Yuga? Because we need to be chastised. We did something in the past that we have to be in this situation now to learn some experiences. So all this of Kali Yuga coming, cycles of Kali Yuga, is under the plan of a very intelligent personality. And we don't have to be here, but we came here, everybody that is here in Kali Yuga, because it has some lesson to learn. So that Parikshit Maharaj was merciful with Kali, this is all within the plans of Krishna, to create this situation that we are in nowadays. Any other question? Yeah? Yeah. Yeah.
Kali Yuga is necessary.
Can you say it again? The verse is very nice.
Kali dosha nidhe rajam asti eko mahanguna kirtana deva krishna sya mukta sanga parangade. Então Kali Yuga is necessary. If we think about it, only change Hare Krishna. Only way.
Yeah.
Né? Gasteva, nasteva, nasteva, gatia, nata.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Another question? So that in Kali Yuga there is only one solution to chant Hare Krishna. That is the main. Yeah. Parikshit killed Kali. Yeah, because this is Krishna's plan that we have Kali Yuga also, because this material world is a jail also, is a place of punishment. That is our point of view, but not Krishna's point of view. Because, it's for that justice is difficult, because everybody has a different point of view in this material world. Everybody thinks differently. It's for that when someone takes some decision, immediately 10 people, 20 people say, no, you could have done this way, you could have done that way. Because we are personalities, we have different ways of thinking, and so then we have to stick to the Shastras, Sadhu, no? In this way we can, because if we are going to follow Vox Populi, what everybody is saying, then we never will come to a conclusion and we will become confused. So that the necessity of our authority. Yeah? Why democracy is not the best system of government also, because there is no one head, one real head, like in monarchy. Monarchy, there is one head, so then there is one direction. But when many people give opinions, then nobody thinks alike. That is natural. Any other question? About Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, yeah. It's very interesting that Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said that those who think that this world needs of a reformer, they themselves needs to be reformed, because there is already a very competent personality that is controlling everything. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satidananda Vigraha Anadira Dir Govinda Sarva Karna Karna, the cause of all causes. He is the root cause of everything. Prabhu, there, way in the back there. Can someone give the microphone to him there?
Hare Krishna. And this is a comment to the question about Kali and Parikshit Maharaj. As far as I remember the past time, Kali pleaded guilty and he surrendered to Maharaj Parikshit. He fell at his feet, you know, something like that. And then for Kshatriyas, if you surrender to a king, then he is not supposed to kill. As far as I know, Lord Ramachandra did not kill, Kumbhakarna, Vibhishan, you don't kill if somebody pleads guilty, they surrender, then you forgive, if they...
Yeah, that is very important point also that... yes, Prabhu? Yeah. We can understand it only as being a plan of Krishna. Yeah, my understanding, I don't know if someone has another thing, but my understanding is that we can understand it only seeing as a Krishna's plan, that this material world is not our real home. Yeah. This is Dukalayam Asasatam. Temporary and miserable place. Krishna said already.
What I would answer to finish it is, he didn't because Krishna was setting the scene for the appearance of Prabhupada. To make the world so miserable that Prabhupada would come to its rescue.
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada aqui. Thank you very much.